93 WIBC will next Sunday, the 31st, high school football coaches and players and their dads are all going to come together at the Colts Complex to celebrate the start of football season. And it's thanks to the host that this event is going to happen, the domestic litigation firm of Cordell Cordell, and our next guest, the founder of Game Day Coffee, Todd Mello. Hello, Todd.
How are you, Terry? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing okay. You all right? How's the family?
The family's well. The family's doing very well. I'm going to send my oldest off to college here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
That's, I know you are.
A little scary.
You know, his oldest boy graduated from high school this spring, and a pretty proud moment for you, I'll bet.
Absolutely. Heading to DePaul to play for a great man, Coach Bill Lynch, and we're excited about that university, and Luke is excited for this new journey.
Yeah, I'll bet so. And the whole family, because really it is a journey for the whole family when your oldest son goes off to college.
It is.
You know, it is. It really is. And Luke really is the reason, part of the reason, that you started Game Day Coffee. And explain what it is before we talk about the event.
Sure. Game Day Coffee is a time for dads to spend intentional one-on-one time with their children. And so a couple years ago, I decided when Luke became the starting quarterback at Noblesville that I wanted to spend one-on-one time with him before his, you know, big game. And then God had given him this platform, you know, to be the starting quarterback. And so what was he going to do with it? So I felt as a dad, I needed to come alongside him and help him discover why that is. What was the reason that God had given him that platform? And so before every game, we'd wake up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning and head over to Starbucks and just, you know, spend one-on-one time asking about girls and, you know, school and his grades and all the other things besides how the Colts are doing or how the Pacers are doing. I mean, we as fathers have to go deeper with our children to understand who they are, who they're hanging out with. It's very important. And so I did that. And so we did it for 2 years. And then about 3 weeks into it, we started challenging other dads to do it. And some of them stepped up, and it was amazing. And it's just grown throughout the country. Now Jeff Saturday is our national spokesperson for it. And so we're blessed to be a part of this and start, you know, movements. You know, I'm not making any money on this. This is not a fundraiser.
Right.
This is not an organization that's paying anyone's salary. None of that. It is simply a movement of dads to spend quality one-on-one time with their children.
Yeah, I'm asking you as we get ready for this school year, and I'm not a parent, but I do love what Todd is doing. And again, that national movement, it's in 2 years, it's really become a powerful organization. I ask you to read gamedaycoffee.org, and you'll learn more about his story and the calling that he had. Todd is a teacher at Heritage Christian, and he's the founder of Game Day Coffee. And you know it's working, right? I mean, you know it's working.
Absolutely. It's amazing just to see your children's face light up when you say, hey, let's go grab a glass of milk or a cup of coffee or a Coke or whatever. Let's just go run some errands together. You know, just the two of us. And we don't do that enough. And I got four boys, and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to find time, individual time for all four boys. But I try my best to do it, and I make it intentional. And I think that's what we have to do as dads. I mean, the amazing part, Terry, is that there are 32 million children who wake up every single day without a biological father in their home.
Wow.
This is an epidemic in our country.
Sounds like
it. And, Dad, if you are blessed to have your children in your home, you have to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage of this opportunity because before long, you're going to be sending your child off to college like I am in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's very important. I mean, teenage suicide rates go up. Drug rates go up. Divorce rates go up. It's amazing when a dad is not involved in the home. And it's nothing against moms. Trust me. Moms are amazing.
Yeah.
And there are so many single moms who are raising their children by themselves because dads have left or because of irreconcilable differences or whatever the situation. It doesn't matter. You have to, as a dad, take up the torch that God has given you. These children are alone to you. And you only have them for a short period of time. And so it's incumbent upon you to raise them the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is also something that, you know, will be something that the child, your student, your child, is going to hopefully pass down to the next generation and make that a part of that communication, that conscious communication, at least one day a week, one morning before you head off to work, you know, to just spend that time. Hopefully that's something that resonates with them, and they pass that on to their children. And it's just an awesome thing. It's, again, called Game Day Coffee, gamedaycoffee.org. And Sunday the 31st, you're hosting this free event to kick off football season. And it sounds like it's going to be really cool. Everybody showing up in their jerseys. And will you tell us what the plan is?
Absolutely. And, you know, it started off as a way of celebrating high school football, and that's what we're going to do. But it's also, if your child's in Boy Scouts or soccer or gymnastics, or just if you just want to come out and run on the Colts comp, it's fine. We'd love to have you. We're going to have high school football players out there, and their dads and players. Ben Davis is bringing their entire football team, and many of Coach Kirshner's kids do not have fathers living in their homes. And so he is a surrogate father to most of those children. And so it's a way of celebrating the high school football season, but it's also a way of, you know, a dad spending one-on-one time with their kids, you know, to come out and celebrate the start of the season. We've got amazing opportunities for them to kick field goals and run around and play. And there's going to be a great speaker and music, all kinds of amazing things going to happen. So we're excited about this opportunity. I have no idea how many people are going to show up, Terry.
Well, are you, the only reason you'd really need to know is if you have to feed them. Are you going to be feeding them? Because that's really the only reason you need a number. So, but again, if you know, you're opening the door, you're saying, you know, we've got plenty coming, but come, there's more welcome. And I don't know that I made it clear, but you mentioned it. The Indianapolis Colts Complex is where this will take place. And it's after church. It's after, you know, I think it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and so it's going to be a great time. And don't worry about the weather because we're going to be inside anyway. And so you know, bring your tennis shoes. We're going to have fun running around on the field and you know, getting a chance to kick field goals. I mean, how often do you get a chance to come out to the Colts Complex? Right?
No, right. I mean, that's in itself is really a special part of this.
That's right. And the Colts have been great. They've given this event to us for free, and it's just an amazing opportunity for us. And Cordell has come along. I mean, they're so dedicated to helping men protect their rights, you know, when divorce litigation happens. And they unfortunately have to be a part of that because divorce is part of our society.
Right.
But they believe in helping men, you know, become more involved and more engaged with their children. And so that's why they partnered with us on this. And so it's a great opportunity for dads and their kids to come out and create lifetime memories for their kids.
Absolutely. It's absolutely free, and there's no cost. It's free to come on out. You can certainly learn more if you follow Todd on Facebook, but also check out the website, gamedaycoffee.org, and learn more. So come on out, right? You need them to register or just be there?
I'd love for them to register, but if they don't register, it's okay. I'm planning on a lot of people being there, but we'll see. I mean, it might only be 50 people. It might be 500. I don't know. Only God knows that, and that's who I trust. So,
July 31st, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Indianapolis Colts Complex. Again, go to gamedaycoffee.org. Todd, you're awesome. Todd Mello, the founder of Game Day Coffee, and also a teacher at Heritage Christian. He's a good man. We're lucky to have him here in our community. Todd, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. Have a great morning.
You too.
Thanks.